Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, we'll move on from death. As we age, our bodies aren't what they used to be when we were young. Unless you're willing to endure a punishing regime of diet and exercise, things will start to droop. And coming to terms with that can be difficult. The journalist and author Cathy Regan wondered if it might help if she took all her clothes off at a naturist camp, where obviously she wasn't the only one. Katie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Sean.
How's it going? So this, from your description, it sounded like a lovely place on a lovely weekend.
It really was. It was like a beautiful sort of country garden, and we couldn't have had better weather for the event. It was absolutely glorious. So, yeah, perfect for getting your kit off if you're so inclined.
Yeah. Was that something that you had to, when you realised the weather was going to be really good? Because obviously, you know, if you're going to put on the factor 30, it's not just your arms and legs you're worrying about now.
Well, exactly. These were the two kind of, this was one of the golden rules of naturism, was to, you know, put your factor 30 on the places that hasn't seen the sun for a while. So, yes, I did that, and all was well.
Yeah. Now, when you arrive, is there, do they direct you towards a changing room to take your clothes off and you get a locker and that kind of thing?
No. So most of the people there, the people who were there, they kind of, think of it in terms of a sort of butlins, if you will, but kind of classier, I guess, maybe, in that they kind of all kind of have chalets. So they have their own like holiday home there. So they just go and get changed there. Whereas I was directed to the clubhouse and told to get into my uniform, which I realised very quickly meant into my birthday suit.
Yeah. Now, is that the worst bit, or I suppose the most nerve-wracking bit, when you first do it and you first emerge into the world with no clothes on?
I think it's when you first see yourself, actually. I was kind of in blissful ignorance until I caught sight of myself in the in one of the windows there.
Yes. Are there a lot of windows there? I would have thought at a naturist camp they would eschew that sort of thing.
Well, there aren't a lot of mirrors, actually, interestingly, and I sort of noticed that, and one of them said, yes, we don't have many mirrors. But there were windows of the kind of clubhouse conservatory, which was definitely the most frightening bit for me.
Yeah. Now, but then again, I assume you kind of, you go, oh my God, there's me naked. Oh, look, there's everybody else naked.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny how you don't judge everybody else at all, but I sort of judged myself. So everyone was there in their full glory and didn't bat an eyelid, but kind of seeing yourself is quite confronting.
Yeah, but the people you encountered, were they mindful of the fact that it was your first time?
Yes, they were very encouraging, and they were like, you know, you're really brave, and you know, and everyone sort of talks to your eyes, you know, you notice that everyone talks to your face, no one's kind of looking anywhere else, and everyone was very respectful.
What's the average age range there?
It's an older crowd, I'd say. I'd say average was about 60.
Okay.
So some people in their 50s, but I'd say average about 60, yeah.
Yeah, and the people you talk to, you know, had they been doing it for decades? Had there been some event in their life where they felt this really helped them?
Some of them, yeah. For the most part, they had been doing it for years, if not decades. And, you know, they it was kind of a whole lifestyle that they'd kind of brought their kids up, you know, going to naturist clubs and so on. I met a couple of people who, for example, one lady who'd had a mastectomy, and I think she thought it was important to kind of show, you know, different bodies. I don't think that's why she got into naturism, but, you know, it's all about body acceptance. So there was her, there was someone who had lost a lot of weight and then was conscious about their kind of, you know, maybe sagging skin, and so wanted to kind of embrace their naked form. But most people there, they just kind of like having no clothes on, really.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I asked a stupid question and you gave me the most obvious answer. Did they give a reason why they enjoyed having no clothes on?
I think they, some said they liked the feeling, you know, of the, it is nice being swimming in the swimming pool. It was nice, like the sun on their skin and so on. But I think for the most part, it's like they see it maybe some as a sort of, like I put in my article, you know, two fingers up to the kind of body perfectionism that we all are bombarded with on social media and so on. And it's just like, this is what we really look like.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, and everybody's celebrating their own bodies in their, you know, and I'm at East Radio, but I'm putting this in inverted commas, imperfection, but everybody's keeping steady eye contact and not looking anywhere else at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
They do activities there, like, are there sports and stuff? Seeing it's a bit Butlins-y. Yeah,
absolutely. There's you can partake in tennis, volleyball, naked bull. I did have a go at naked bull, you know, like pétanque or whatever you call it. And there's swimming, like I say, there's a hot tub, there's a sauna, there's all sorts of things you can do.
Yeah, tennis though?
I know. I wasn't, I needed support for that kind of thing. Yes, there were people playing volleyball. And like I said, bull was more of a sort of more my vibe.
Yes. No, but I can imagine that certain, something like tennis, could be dangerous.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. Wasn't for me. I definitely would need some sort of scaffolding. But, you know, I guess, you know, some people enjoy that kind of swinging feeling of the swinging their bat to and fro, you know.
Fair enough. So I'd say your first day progressed then, Katie. Did you kind of think at some point, oh, my God, I've forgotten that I'm naked?
I don't know whether I forgot that I was naked, but I definitely thought, it really doesn't matter. Like I definitely believed that. I definitely believed that my self-worth was not kind of wrapped up in the shape of my body or the size of my body. I definitely got that feeling because everyone's so unjudgmental. And I guess you find the most free thinking people there, you know. So I was always aware and I was always aware I was quite keen to get my bra back on, but other than that, I did get used to it. Yeah, I did get used to it.
Yeah,
and
they do things like have barbecues.
Yes, there's barbecues. Everyone's, you know, cooking sausages and naked. The thing there's a kitchen.
Yeah, would that not be dangerous? Those barbecues can spit sometimes.
Yeah, I guess it might be. I suppose they learn kind of, you know, some of them wear a pinny, you know, an apron over their naked form. And there was kind of like people in the kitchen area, you know, cooking things in the microwave, doing the washing up, chopping vegetables. Could be dangerous.
Yeah. Now, and I assume because, you know, there were people who would be going back there, you know, every summer for years. And so a lot of people would know each other.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of friendships made there. For sure.
And is there a protocol for if you see, you know, Joe, who you're great mates with, you know, played bulls together and you haven't seen him for 6 months? Is it okay to hug?
I think it's okay to hug, yeah. And also, everyone carries the towel everywhere, so that's kind of the second rule. You know, there's the putting sun cream on, you know, where there hasn't seen the sun. And the second rule is carry a towel everywhere. So every time you sit down, you've got your own towel. And hugging, yes, I saw people hugging. There was a couple of stories of people having their, like, you know, work boss turn up at the nature club and things like that, which might have been a bit situation.
That's an interesting one. All right, when you were finished the weekend, then did you feel more positive about your body?
Yeah, I think I felt more it was the same body, but my perceptions were different. So I felt like I cared less. I felt I cared less about it. It's not like I thought I looked thinner or my body was better than it was. I just felt like I didn't care as much about what people thought or, you know, much more comfortable in my skin.
Would you do it again?
Good question. I mean, we have been invited back. Never say never. Never say never. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you're not, because I was wondering, like, when you got home, you thought, ah, no, feck it, I'll just walk naked around the house. It's nicer this way.
Yeah, not so much, really, because the kind of moving when naked thing, it was quite a shocker, you know, because if you see yourself when you've just got out of the shower or you in your bedroom mirror is one thing, but walking around is a totally different thing. So, yes, I didn't take all my clothes off when I got home. But, you know, naturist beaches, I guess, are a nice thing. And swimming naked's nice, definitely.
Okay. So it's definitely got some good points to it. Katie, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Katie Regan, there, journalist and author.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.